Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Mark chapter 1, and we're reading verses 16 to 20.
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Our focus is on verse 18. They left their nets and followed him. Two actions are mentioned here. Leaving and following. Both were deliberate and definite. The one had to happen before the other, and the second replaced the first. This was not an outing for a day or a week. The nets were not left ready to go back to. This was not just a change of job. It was a change of life. The call of Jesus was stronger than family or business ties. Something radical happened. As the disciples later declared, "We have left everything to follow you." For many of us, our discipleship of Christ doesn't include such a radical change. Maybe as a result we struggle to be as dedicated to Christ as we should be. Well, let's ask the Holy Spirit to show us those nets in our lives that we must leave in order that our following of Christ is as wholehearted as it was for these disciples. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling me to follow you. Forgive me when I hold on to other things for my security instead of holding on to you. Help me to let go of those things so that I can be fully committed to following you. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.